It's time now to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place in Washington. Today we have Kim Burkhart and Leslie Heschelman with us from A Night to Shine. And I'm really excited to talk about this event. Ladies, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. And Leslie, we'll start with you. A Night to Shine. This is sponsored by the Tim Tebow Foundation. We all recognize that name. And this is a third year for this event, right?
Yes. And each year we like to think we're getting better. Kim has put hours upon hours in starting this and keeping it going. We still have issues. We work through those issues. But when you're dealing with 200 kings and queens and probably 300 to 400 volunteers to make this one event take place, it takes some time and a lot of coordination.
It does. And Kim, how did this come about? I know you guys have a personal contact with Mr. Tim Tebow, and what a class act he is, isn't he?
Yes, he's an awesome guy. He's very kind, very genuine, cares for others. excuse me. We met Tim here a few years ago, learned about Night to Shine. It started out, I believe it was just 44 churches. They felt like that was going to be just a one-year deal. And it really caught on. Every year since 2015, they have grown tremendously. I think last year was 300 churches, and this year they're over 500 churches. And those 500 churches, on February 9th, 2018, we'll be celebrating A Night to Shine at the very same time.
Wow. And, yeah. And I guess we need to backtrack a little bit. We're talking about A Night to Shine, but there may be some out there that don't know what this event is. So kind of give us the crib note version of what A Night to Shine is.
Night to Shine is a special needs prom for anybody in our area with special needs ages 14 and up. I think last year we had a king who was 96 years young.
Wow.
And he is looking forward to coming again this year. He had a great time. It was his first ever prom. So anybody that you would consider that would have a special need, whether it's a physical disability, a mental disability, anything that falls in that range, they are qualified to come.
And Leslie, this is what's real cool about this, because the folks that attend the prom, they love it. They have the time of their life. But it is also a night for the caretakers of these folks, too.
Yes, during the Night to Shine, while the kings and queens are partying it up down on the dance floor and enjoying their meal, the parents and caregivers who take care of these kings and queens on a daily basis are able to go upstairs, and we have a respite room where they will be pampered. They get massages, there'll be food, there'll be games. It's just a time for them to put their feet up, relax, take off the stress of that daily care for those special needs individuals. While the kings and queens are downstairs, we have buddies who their role is to make sure that that king or queen gets what he or she needs. We have multiple teams that during this event to make sure that if there's any medical issues, they're addressed immediately. We have bathroom attendants for those who need assistance in that area. We've got food teams that prep the food, serve the food, clean the tables, desserts. We have floaters who do whatever is needed whenever it's needed. It is just, like I said, 200 kings and queens, and it takes approximately 400 volunteers to make it happen.
And we're here, about a month out, because we're asking for those that are listening right now that would like to volunteer. Those buddies are still needed, right?
Very much so. We need approximately 220 more buddies. As long as you're the age of 16 by February 9th, you are eligible to volunteer. You'll need to register and complete a background check, which can be done at ttfnighttoshineacc.com, or you can contact me. My cell phone is 812-444-9304. We can get you hooked up with that link. The buddies, again, you're not providing that personal care. Your job is to be like a date and make sure that king or queen has a good time. If there's games to play and they want to play games, make sure they get to the game area. And trust me, as a buddy, you will be more blessed and have a better time than this king and queen ever thought about. But the night is about the kings and queens, so we are there to serve them.
It's awesome. And I guess we wrap up, Kim, by giving all the details of this year's Night to Shine, the who, what, when, and where for the event this year.
Okay. Night to Shine is hosted by Antioch Christian Church, but many, many churches are represented within the volunteers. It is held February 9th, 2018 at Westgate Academy in the north of Odin, up by the Crane Gate. The doors will open at 4:30. Red carpet will start as soon as those guests start arriving. Dinner will be served at 6. Music and dancing will start at 7. Music will shut off at 9, which a lot of them are kind of disappointed when that happens because they're having such a good time. Also want to mention, we have two local salons who are offering to do hair and fix you up really nice, free of charge. It's the Tailored Look here in Washington on Main Street. Terrace Salon up in Plainville. You can just give them a call and get that scheduled. And then also on site at Westgate from 2 to 5, we'll have stylists there that if you want to get ready up there, you can get ready up there.
We got it all covered. It's a fun night. It's a great night. It's a great concept. And we need volunteers now. So let's give your contact information one more time, Leslie, if you'd like to volunteer for the Night to Shine.
I can be reached by call or text at 812-444-9304, or you can email me at lgraber70@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Again, I know a lot of work goes into this, but it's so worthwhile. It's such a great cause. We appreciate you coming in to share the information, and best of luck with this year's Night to Shine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take 5 is service of the Emerald Place in Washington.